on daf bov omed beis tano rabbonon mabitzin soda lovon b'shviyis avoloi b'moyit. One is permitted to water a beis habal b'shviyis abanatin cholamoyit. Vosanye mabitzin bein b'moyit bein b'shviyis. We learned another baraisa that one is permitted to be marbid in Chalamayit also. Amar Rav Huna loy kashe, or Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, or Rabbonim. The baraisa that is matar b'moyit is going according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold that one is permitted to be mashka beis habal. Aisa that says that B'moyed is also going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who holds Tavke Beis HaShlochim and not a Beis HaBal. Let us see Rashi. So de lovon Beis HaBal. Ho diktoni avo lo yashkem B'moyed. Ein Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Da oma avo lo yashkes kola so de kula. We had in our Mishnah that he's not permitted to be mashke of the kolas or the kula, and Rashi said it was a beis habal. Oh, the toni bein b'moyed bein b'shviyis, ayinu chachomim, the matirim mahashkeis, afilu kolas ode. Let us see Tosfos. Mabitzin soda lovon b'shviyis. Legabi shviyis, perish akunteres, Hashkoa Pulte, that by Shviyas were only Mater Hashkoa Pulte. Maybe that is what Rashi says before. Rashi says, Shori le Tabutze le Zalef oloi maim afo gavda le kepseide, Tabutze le Hashkei Shloshen im Chabne Mabitz vahein Hashkoa Pulte. So maybe that's Rashi, the Taisa Shtos Tzu, that im Chabne vahein Mabitzin, but hein hashkoputa mabitzen means hashkoputa. Gabi shviyis pesh hakuntres hashkoputa, that what? That in shviyis we are only matter hashkoputa. V'nire shechoza boi mimash shepirish v'mishne, we don't have this in our Rashi, mashkin beis hashlochim b'moyit, ulegabi shviyis shori afilo beis habal. By Shviyas is Shori Afilu Beis Habal. He said the Indian of Moyed is an Indian of Tirche. So therefore, it's a Tavke Beis HaShlochen. The Mokim Seide, Obo by Shviyas Afilu Beis Habal is also Mutter. Bani Pei Rashi, that's what Rashi says in the Mishnah. Rashi here, Tosfos brings down Rashi here that Tavke Marbitzin, Tavke Ashkoputa is Mutter B'Shviyas. Vani Pirashti B'Mishne, the Shviyas Nami Loishori Elo B'Beis HaShlochim, Kede Perish B'Kuntres Kan, that it's not, there's no greater heter for Hashko and Shviyas. So the Mishne is also speaking about a Beis HaShlochim, then it's Mutter to be Mashke, because it's b'mokim pseide, and b'beis habal dafke mabitzin, which is ashkoput. So we have here two mahalchem, Rashi in the Mishneh, and Tosfos and Rashi here. Rashi in the Mishneh holds that b'shviyas is mutter to be mashke beis habal, and Rashi in our sugya and Tosfos holds that Dafke Harbotze is Mutter, Dafke Ashkoputa is Mutter B'Shviyas, or B'Beis HaShlochim is Mutter, but Ashko Gemure is Os. Avakoshali. But this is Estakashe, on his own pshat. Now the Rishash is Geirish, Mashma Hoch Airi Bash, Mashma Hoch Im Airi Bashko Gemure. It's Mashma, the way Rashi said in the Mishneh that Filo Hashkoa Gemur is Mutter. The Pligi Legabi Moyit, because we have here two baraises, that is a machlokes, what is the din by Moed? Abelezer ben Yaakov ve-Rabbonon. Now, uplukta yuhavi, now let's think for 1 minute, their machlokes, by a base habal. Havi bashko merube. So their machlokes is the chachamim hold, afil ashko merube is muta be-base habal. Abelezer ben Yaakov asos, Ashko Merube. So now let us see the lotion of the Baraisa. We have one Baraisa, Mabitzin Sod Alom Bishvius Avaloi Bemoid. Mabitzin Bein Bemoid Bein Bishvius. So now we have here a Machloikis, we have here a common lotion by Moid and Shvius. Now, for example, the second Baraisa that says that it's permitted b'moyed, it's going according to the Chachamim, so there it means Ashko Merube, because according to the Chachamim, Ashko Merube is also Mutter. So, and then it says, so Bein B'Shviyis, Mabitzim Bein B'moyed Bein B'Shviyis, so we have to derive from that, that Shviyis is also Mutter Ashko Merube. Then what it says, and the first loshim ma'abitzin soda lovan b'shvius avoloi b'moyed. Now loy b'moyed, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we only know that Ashko Merube is also. That was the machloikis. If you're allowed to be mashke the soda, which Ashko Merube. So loy b'moyed means that your ma'abitzin b'shvius avoloi b'moyed means you don't make Ashko Merube b'moyed. But you do make b'shviyas. So l'chayre Taisvah says that it's mistaber that n'shviyas is mutter hashka merube dumye demoyed. V'adra benirali demayri bashka gemure. That is speaking about hashka gemure. Now the shaila is, so why does he use a loshen marbitzin? So Taisvah says, "Alagabi shlochim shetzorich hashko nokat mashkin, v'gabi beis abal kori harbotze." That means the loshen is only—it's not—it it means the same thing, but by a beis abal, the loshen harbotze, since it's not rogel bashko, so it's called harbotze. That by Bekitza by Shviyas afilo Hashko Merube is Mutter. Ula Perushay Dahoch. But according to Rashi's Pshat here, that Rashi holds that by Shviyas only Harbotze is Mutter, is Tzorech Loima. So you have to say, Dashko gemura sure bebeis abal. Vahabotz mu'etes shori, b'shviyis ubemoyed osor afilu habotz mu'etes. That means, habotz means, according to Rashi, that afke b'shviyis habotz is, b'shviyis afke habotz is mutter. So then we have to say, in Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, marbitzin sode lovan, b'shviyis, that they were matter b'shviyis only arbotze, avoloi b'moyed, so here it says something which we did not know yet, that b'moyed afilo arbotze zosa. So now we know that comes out one shtiktayr, because it's takedumi demabitzen. Now, so what are we going to do with the chachomim? Rabbonon, shori afilo ashko gemura. According to Rabbonon, we have to say, ma'abitzin sod lovon, bein b'moyed, bein b'shviyis. So we have to say here, since ichapton the loshen, ma'abitzin, by shviyis, so, ichapton, ma'abitzin, bein b'moyed, bein b'shviyis. He wanted to say both, or he wanted to say aheta by both, ichapton adovo, which is shove b'shneim. Mabitzim bein b'moyed bein b'shviyis, aber ein echanami b'moyed afilo ashko es mutter. Zog die Gemara weiter. Tanya idoch, we learned another baraisa. Mabitzim soda lovon erev shviyis, kedei sheyeitzu yerokeis b'shviyis. This is a davar hamuta according to everyone, that one is permitted to be marbit asod the erev shviyis, kdei sheyetsu yirokis b'shviyis, that should ensure that yirokis should go out b'shviyis. So I had a shtikul ha'ore. Now this haloche, marbitzin sode lovon erev shviyis, that is less mandapolik, that this means afilashkom berube. I mean, erev shviyis, you're allowed to do whatever you want. L'chayre. So l'chayre, the marbitzin sode lovon erev shviyis, sode lovon erev shviyis is speaking about l'chayre afilu ashkom merube. It says a loshen marbitzin. So l'chayre, this will be a shtikol raya to shitas hatoisves, that marbitzin does not necessarily mean hashkom moetes, it means hashkom merube by sode lovon. That is the terminology that is used. Yeah. Now I saw the Mikdash Tovis brings down from the Mishnah Rishayne, what is pshat in this paraisa. The Mishnah Rishayne asks that you are marbit the field erev shviyis kedei that the yirokis sheyetsu yirokis b'shviyis. So the yirokis that which will grow in shviyis are svichim. So he asks, Svichem ha'osa b'shviyis. So what's the whole Svichem ha'osa? Either min ha'teira, min ha'rabona, but Svichem ha'osa. So what is pshat? So he says, so the Mikdash Tov wants to say that even though Svichem ha'osa b'achila, they're muta b'hano. So k'dei sheyetsu yirokis b'shviyis, it's negei l'gabi heter hano. And then a greater chiddush, al shamar bitzim soda lovan b'shviyis, b'sheyetsu yirokes l'maytzoi shviyis. B'sheyetsu b'shviyis l'rasirashi, aber lo yashke b'shviyis, you should not be mashke b'shviyis, k'dei sheyetsu b'shviyis. Should be mashke erev shviyis, k'dei sheyetsu b'shviyis, but not in shviyis alone. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Tzodim es o ishus ve es o achborim. One is permitted to capture, to trap. Ishus are, we'll see in Machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. Ishus Rashi owns as a mole. Ve es achborim or mice or rats. Misdei ha ilon. Pramastei ha ilon. U misdei ha lovon. Kedalkoi. It doesn't have to make any shinui in the oifen hatzeda. B'moyid, halamoyid, u'bishviyis. And bishviyis. He says, halamoyid, the chiddush is that even though there's a tirch involved, mistamim, there's malach is involved, if that's the criteria, afalpikain, there's a hefsid. So the Mokim have said it's mutter tzeide to trap these mazikim. But the chiddush is in shviyis, we'll see soon. Shviyis is a problem. Shviyis is a very big problem. What's the chiddush that you're allowed to trap animals in shviyis? Shviyis is no iser of tirche, there's no iser of meloche. So that we'll see soon. V'chachamim oimrim misdei ha'ilon kedarkoi. The oifen atzeide that is done from a stei ha'ilon, that can be done normal. Misdei ha'lovon shaloi kedarkoi. But a stei ha'lovon which the damage is not so great, so then the tzeide has to be done shaloi kedarkoi. Then the Mishnah says another halacha. Umekarin esapirtze b'moyit, that if there occurs that there's a pirtze, a break in the wall, so one is permitted to patch up this pirtze. We'll see, not with a binyan gomor, but it's a haphazard patching. Ubishviyis boine kedarkim. Shvius, one is permitted to build a wall. What's wrong to build? Oh, see, there's a chiddush in Shvius also. Boy nekedak. Let us see Rash. Tzadin ha'ishus besode ilon b'mayit mipnei shemafsidim boy. Kedarkoi shein tzorech l'shanois b'tzeida. Now, this is kedai to remember this Rashi. So Rashi says that the inyan kedarkoi and shloi kedarkoi is in the oifen hatzeida, the way they're being trapped. You don't have to be mishana. Ubishviyis, what is the chiddush that one is permitted to trap them? Afal gav the misakin hasodim. Now Rashi is very unclear. What does Rashi mean, misakin hasodim? I mean, you mavriya chari, you take away the mazikin, but that's called a tikkun in the sode. It should be called avodas avshavsa haoretz. Is there any problem? Rashi means misakin hasode. Rashi is very unclear. Besode ha'ilon, sod kedarkei, neshe hefsed merubu. Asode ilon, there's a tremendous damage that can come about from these ishes and achborim. Besode lovon, shaloi kedarkei. V'nyochalotzit kedarkei besode lovon. Shim delay mafsit kulei hai besode lovon, because the hefsed is not so great. Umikarin es apirze, she im noflo miktoso of part of the wall fell, choizer umisakno bemoyit, so he can go and build it up. Ubishviz boine kedarkoi mitchil afogav de merzi de ovid nitirusa leperi. It would look like he wants to be mishama de peris. And that luchair is a stire to the whole rayon of shviyas that fakir, that it's, one is mechuyev to anyone is permitted to come in and take the peiris. Al kaponim, it seems that's, you can have a fence and still people can be able to come in. So memela, so one is permitted to make a kaisel. Shviyas boine kedalk. Let us see Tosfos. Tzodin es ha'ishus b'moyed u'bishviyis. Teima. Mai kamash malon b'shviyis. What's the chiddush? V'lei ein zu avodas karka. Rabbi Yehuda, my time is also kedarkei. Agabucha, we see that Tosfos is goyres nav rachomim oimrim, no Rabbi Yehuda oimer. That's the gears of this Tosfos, and the next, on the next summit is a Tosfos. Tosfos is goyres Rabbi Yehuda. So Kaponim, so Tosfos asks, what is the chiddush that it is permitted, that it is permitted to be taught? And Rabbi Yehuda Taka asks, "Lachayre ein zu avodas karka, v'yishloime devadai tzorech lemiskal avonim mitoch sodeyu, shemefane ha'ishes," that when one goes to, through the process of getting rid of the issues, he has to take stones out. Usnam pergimul de shviyis, hamesakel sodeyu neutel ho yoynes, meniach atachtoynes hanoydis boretz. That in shviyis, she's not permitted to take the outer bottom layers of stone. Vchen galgo shol tzoyres, abosal kaponim here, so if the purpose of sikul avonim, it seems, is a tikon hakarke. And here it seems there is a need of sikkel avonim, shaloi letzoyrech tikkun hakarka, no letzoyrech letzeide. So the chiddush is that they were matter this, if the sikkel is done for a different purpose, so it doesn't go into tikkun hakarka. Now, when we'll see the Gemara, we'll have to go back to this place, we'll understand our Tosfos l'Hamshach, the Gemara later. Ishus mefurish b'Yerushalmi chulde. So, Tosfos says Ishus is a chulde. We'll come back to this Tosfos when we see the Gemara. My Ishus, Omar Rav Yehuda, Berye she'ein lo einayim. This is a creature, a rodent of sorts that doesn't have any eyes. Oma Rove ba Yishmoel Vitame Rav Yeme ba Shlemye Maiko. A posik in Tilem, K'moy Shablo Temes Yaloich, Neifel Eishes Balchozu Shemesh. So the posik is speaking about two types of animals. K'moy Shablo, like a snail, Temes Yaloich. It seems when the snail creeps out of its shell, so it disintegrates. Temes yaloch, it's nimas. Is neifel eishes balchosu shemes. So the ishus is this mole, which is a balchosu shemes. It never sees the sun, it doesn't have eyes. So it will also fall dead. So kaponim, we see that ishus is this berry the Baal Chazu Shemesh. Let us see Rashi. Berry she'en lo inayim, v'choyfer bekarke, and it digs in the ground. Maikra the ishus berry she'en lo inayim, that it can't see. Receive k'moy shablu temes yalach. Shablu shekoyen limtsun, a snail. Temes yalach. Kloymek she'yoytze chutz min artikoy, when it leaves its shell, Rireis neiflois mimenu. So the Bach says, Kloima kosho shahilich lecha neifelis mimenu. There's a certain liquid or moisture that falls from it. Achuhu nimuach emeis, till it seems it disintegrates. Temes kamei venimas. Is neifel eishes balchozu shemesh kamei kloima. Kach ishus neifles pisaim that the neifel la oretz umesim the leichos. Rashi says, if I'm not mistaken, Rashi in Tilum says that this ishus is a tinshames, and there's a tinshames which is a bat, and there's a tinshames which is a mole. And Taisvi says that it is a chulde. So the Matzeves Moshe wants to say, why does Taisvi say it's a chulde? That means Yerushalmi it's a chulde. So he says because in the pasuk of Shmeini Shrotzim it says es ha-choled, es ha-achbor, es ha-tzov, and then it says es ha-tinshomes. In choled, the Targum says chulde. So the pasuk was magdim chulde ta-achbor. The Torah pasuk was magdim achbo to tinshomes. Now here it says tzodin esa ishus vesa achborim. Here the Mishnah was magdim ishus to achborim. So that's why Torah is being zandi Yerushalmi. So she can't say it's a tinshomes because it would have been magdim achbo to tinshomes, just like the pasuk was magdim achbo to tinshomes. That's why Taisha says no, that this is a choled, which is a chulde. So Mamela, that is pshat in the Taisvis. The Matzeves Moshe wants to say, could be Rashi holds that he was magdim tinshomes because they're bigger mazikim than achborim. So Mamela, so that's why he chapton. Say the Raposik is not talking about Hezek. He was speaking about of siluk mazikim, so it's like tzodim as a ishus lo yisu absu. Not only ishus, which are great mazikim, terrible mazikim, na filu achbolim. Tana rabonim. Tzodim as a ishus ves achbolim yisode alovon. Yisode ilon kedarkoi. Umachriven churei nemolim. And one destroys the ant holes. Keitzad machriven. Now how does one destroy And then told Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Aima, may the offer Michul Zeb, one takes offer from one anthill, the Naisen Lesei Chul Zeb, and he puts it into the other Chul, Vein Chonkin Ze Eze, and one kills the other. They fight, and one kills the other. Before we see Rashi, let us see the Rabbeinu Chananel. Machiven churein amolim, keitzad oise, mevi ofo tichuach im hanemolim michulze. So that what he says, you bring up shoelaces, you bring ofo, could be the criteria is not the ofo. The criteria is the nemolim. No, you bring them together with their offer, they should feel more or less at home. The nice and the seichulze. So now you have two different groups of nemolim from two different chulim. And now they start fighting, like it seems. Like they made an invasion. They brought in into their chul offer, and thus they came with their offer, and they came here to invade them. So they one kills out all the other, and benkach seems this works better than an ant trap, and finished. And that's how we machriven churein amolim. Let us see Rashi. Now Rashi does not seem to learn like that. Bechonkin zu azu, mnei shemerichen esa ofo, the ants have a very good sense of smell. So Rashi, it seems, you do not bring ants. You bring ofo. You bring ofo from another chul. Mnei shemerichen esa ofo, they smell, a new ofo came. Ve'ein makirin ba'oisei ofo, and they don't recognize the ofo does not smell familiar. So it seems that it's on Chalkas B'yomim, he says, Shetoyim v'choshvim shenimtza etzlam nemolim michur acher. They feel that since new offer came, and this is not their offer, so they feel that the nemolim, which are there, are is new offers here. So mistama, how did it come? By pasul posa, mistama, the new nemolim came with it. It seems they don't recognize one the other. The mess of kshem she they say in the shavus empil say shame shavus. I don't know if that works by nemolim. Pesach nish. Well, kaponim, I feel it is. It seems the nemolim will not somehow, when the offer, when they feel that new offer came, and they have no hakor on this offer, so it seems they one is choshed the other, and so they kill one another, so they kill themselves out. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. Vein makirin ba'isei offer, so there's a mutual mistrust between one another, and they kill themselves out. Omar Rabbi Yemer, Bar Shlem Yemishmei Dabai. Now, that what one is permitted to do this is Vuhu Dekoi Bitrei Ivri Nare, that the offer which is brought, so the Chalkas Binyamin brings down as follows, that we're doing a Tirche in Yontif, Chalamoid, that we're getting rid of a churin amolim, machrivim churin amolim. So this is only permissible if it works. I mean, this is a tirche, so it has to work. If it won't work, it won't be permissible. So memele. So this works according to Rashi, she'ain makirin ba'isayofo, So you have to have an offal that was beyond their reach, that they're unaware of that offal. So v'hu dekoi b'trei ivri nahare, that the offal is coming from another side of the river, number one. Number two, v'hu deleke gishra, and there's no bridge that connects both sides of the river. If there'd be a bridge, so the ants have no problems, they can travel across the bridge, so they do travel across the bridge, and then they'll be acquainted with the off on the other side. So memele, so it's not a strange offer to them. The leke gishre, bu the leke gamle, is a smaller type of a bridge, bu the leke mitzro. There's not a rope there even. Let us hear Rashi. Hu de koi betrei ivri nare, de kiven de ike hefsek mayim behani tarti chulin amole. Since there's a barrier of water between these two chure namolim, the holes of the namolim, ein makirim hani ba'ofo da'ani, so they don't recognize the yof. If there wouldn't be a barrier, ants are always on the go, so they travel around. So memele, they would zicher have made acquaintances with the ants and the ofo wherever they are. But since there's a physical barrier over here, there's a no, and there's no gishra gesha, there's no bridge, gamlo shein lo gesha al minas echad, one board, or mitzra, a dying cotton me, I don't know, the dying means cotton me gamlo, ein yochel ahalich olav el shekoshim chevel echad mishnei ivrei nar b'shtei yiseides, v'ichzim b'v'ichon aloysi kesher ta. Now this is a much smaller, flimsier bridge. It's a very thin board, it seems. And in order for someone to go over, you have to, there's a rope you hold on to. So memela, but al kaponim, these are ways which help ants to, so they're not, the barrier of the river doesn't hold them back because there's a way to cross the river. Avliike chad mehen, makirim hani b'churi dahani. The makir, the makirim hani, the makir d'chur, the makir d'ofo. So memele, so then it doesn't affect them. So it's also a hamish ofo. So they won't be chinkin zeze. At kamo at parso. So Rashi says, at kamo meruchokim, hani trei churin nemolim, dechi ike nara binayu, veleko gishre, dei makirim hani bechuri dahani. Now, how far does it have to be that if there are barriers, that then these barriers accomplish that the molim over here are not makir the off on the other side, ad parsa. Ilek a parsa binayas rashis as false. If there's less than a parsa, apagavdi kenare veleke mava makirim hani bechuri dahani. If there's less than a parsa, so then they are makir the offer of the others. As kan sheila ben, how do they do this? If there's less than a parsa, but there's no way to go over, so how do they do this? So the Chalkas B'Yamim wants to say that the offal, it seems over here, from Rashi, we see that the offal in different mekaymis is a different reyach, and they're able to be makir. Is this hamisha offal, or is this a different offal? So, whatever is toich parso, so that's sadna da'arachad, that's one offal, so they're makir it. If it's more than a parso way already, so then the offal alone is already different. Now, if there wouldn't be a barrier, so their journey is these namolim, so they traveled around, so they're acquainted with this offer also. So it's right the hamish offer. But that's the din. More than a parsa, but it's a fremda offer. And if you have a barrier which prevents them to travel in that direction, so then they're not acquainted with this offer, and then they're not acquainted with the offer, and then they'll be chinkin zeh zeh. At kamo, at parso. Now, Taisus seems to learn like the Ben Hanano. Taisus says, the ein makirin ze ezeh. Taisus seems to be saying that the Nemolim are not makir one the other. The ein makirim ze ezeh b'yaisa miparsa afilu b'loino. So here, so the first lashon in Taisus is not like Rashi. That means that Taka and the Molim are always on the go, but they can't travel too much. The most they can travel is a parsa. So without a barrier, till a parsa, they travel around. So all the ants in the radius of a parsa, they're well acquainted with. So if they'll drop into their chul, they'll just be mekabel ponim, but they won't kill them. But the ants, which are more than a parsa, so these are, they don't have any acquaintances with them, and so if they'll drop in, then that means they're invading them, and so there'll be a chenkin ze'ezer. Inami ochi perushay, ksheyesh na, we're speaking about when there's a na, mosai kruyim makirin ad parsa. Avo b'yoysa mikri ein makirin, v'davke de'ike no. That means if there's no nar, so a little more than a parsa is no problem. No ksheyesh nar, when there is a nar, mosai kruyim makirim ad parsa, abu yoyse mikrei makirim v'davke de'ike nar. So here we have to see if it's a gather of makirim, and we say it's going under the molim. So we have to understand, so how is there makirim? How is there a makirim? If there's a nar and there's no way to go over the nar. And the offer, we said that lamaisa could be the offer smells the same. There's a radius of a parsa, but here to say that there's a radius of a parsa, the nemolim and the radius of a parsa are makirin zeh, without ever seeing each other, that we have to understand. Zok te gemore weiter, tono rabona. No, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that's like the Gilsa and the Mishnah, which says on the side, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim Omerim. So we hear in the Mishnah as follows. We hear in the Mishnah that one is permitted to be tzod, ishus, achborim, moles, rats, in chalamoid, and in shvius. And the Mishnah says as follows, that the Kamba holds that it can be done, kedalkoi, make a tzedek kedalkoi, bein b'stei ilon, and bein b'stei alovim. And Rabbi Yehuda said, "Astei ilon yotzod kedalkoi, astei alovin you make yeshoine the oifen atzeda. You make it shaloi kedalkoi. Tana rabon, keitzad kedalkoi. How does one make tzeda kedalkoi? Choifer gume, one digs a gume, v'toile bo mitzude." And you put a mitzude, you put a trap in the gume. Keitzad shaloi kedarkoi, now how is the case of shaloi kedarkoi? Noyit shpud, one sticks in a spear, umake bekordom, and you bang on the spear with a hammer, with an axe, merade adomo mitachtel. Now, before we see Rashi, let us just sit in Mukiyayse for 1 minute. I just would want to see the Nuki Yosef is goes on Chayfa Gume. This is on that base Amid base, the Dafi Yorif. Let us see Chayfa Guma, the first Mukiyasim on the Gemara. Perish Shahishois Nichnosis Boy Vyaitseis, that you make a hole. Now these Ishais and Achborim Yesoid are underground animals, so the Ishais go into this Guma. Visham Peiris Hametsud. And there you spread out the Metsud. Vagume Einai, so what's the Indian of the Gume? Eina Elo Kadeshi is Kapsu Shomo Ishis Harbe. That means if you have a large Gume, so they get together. Vevshis and Nation Sham Oichung Deshi Yaboyu, Vyochzu Bimitsude. That they should get there and then they'll be trapped by the Metsude. So the gume is an oifen hastis, that is the mokim where we trap them. It seems they get together there and we trap them. Now let us just see the Nemukhi Yosef before, Ubishviyas, the Mukyosef on the Mishneh. Now we had heard Rashi and Tosfos that explained what the Issa could be in Shviyas. Rashi said, Nirikim Misakanes Asode, which we didn't understand exactly what Rashi means. Taisva said that when you sowed the Ishas, you misakle the field, you take out the stones. So that's also a Psatikin Sode. Ubishviyas, the Mukiyosef says, V'loi gazrin en dulmi merzi kecharishe, she'odom choyfer v'soysem es chureim. That means it looks very queer or odd that in Shviyas he's digging over here, it looks like charishe, and he's digging v'soysem es chureim, so it looks like charishe. Apopikein, this is permissible. Now, before we go further, let's just see what Shitas Rivov says on the Shpud, which in this we paskin Shulchan Aruch like this pshat. It says Chayif Gume Sheyeitzu Der Begume V'Yenachozim BeMetzude Umake BeKardoim Al Hashpud. Sheyikonis pekalke, v'yase gume, then it becomes like the, you banged in the spear into the earth, becomes a hole, v'achalkach moishchoi iloch v'iloch, and then you start pulling the shpud, kedei shinaneya hadoma mitachtel, that the earth underneath it should start loosening up, ויארחיב הגומה, אבל דרך חפיר אלוי, כמה דאב שלו שנויה משנינם. So the Shitas Rivov learns pshat that the shpud is, that means like this, for the sake of having a trap, you need a hole. And in this hole, you put food there and the ishes come into the hole. So if there's a large damage that can occur, It's a soda ilon, so you dig a hole, but you die. If it's a stay a lovon, so the damage is not so great, so we make a hole with a shinui. We make a hole with a shinui. So, and the Mukhi Yosef says that the Isser is making the hole. It's chfira, it's nireke chfira. So according to the Mukhi Yosef, really, the whole Indian is understood. This chfira is Hascholos Atzeido, if I can't, this is how we start trapping them. So, and it's Ayidei Chafira, which is not too ideal in Shviyas. It's Nirik HaChayrish, some Emele, so you make a Chafira, if there's a big damage, you make a Chafira Kedarkoi. If there's a smaller damage, you make a Chafira Ayidei Shino, it's a different way how to, it's not really a chfira, you bang on a spear and you loosen the earth, and that's how you make the hole. But Kaponim, we can understand the Gemara a little bit. Taisvis, we had mentioned, Taisvis says that Taisis, what's the problem by Shvius? Taisis does not learn like the Nemuki Yosef, that's Chviren, that's Gzeirah Mishim Chayrish. So Taisis says that it is, Taisis says you're Mesakal Davonim. So I don't understand. So that's the Chiddush, you're taking away stones. So how does the Shput come in over here? The Isser is you're taking away stones. That's the whole Isser. They does not learn like the Book of Yosef, so how does the Shput come in? The Shput is L'cheres HaShayches with the Chfirin. They doesn't mention Chfirin. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Noyit Shput, B'mokim Shehein Mitzuyim. You stick a Shput in a place where there are Motzi already. U'merada Hadomo, and you start shaking the earth. And you squeeze them. So it's very unclear, so what happens over there? Rashi does not learn like the Shittas Rivov. Not that the Shpud is a Hechetimse to make the hole. The Shpud is a Hechetimse to... So Rashi in the Ksav Yad says as follows. Menaneya ma'at ma'at, kedei sheyetsu misham viyu nitzoidim. It seems that he puts the mitzuda, the trap, but now the shallow is held as, what's going to interest them? They're very happy in the down in the earth. But what's going to interest them to go out? Ashes lechosu shemesh, there's nothing to see in Droysen, so the earth is, they're very happy with the earth. So it seems, he sticks in the spear, b'mokim shehem mitzuyim, so then they feel something pushing and prodding them. So that's what seems from Rashi in the Ksav Yad. Rashi says, manane mat mat kadei sheyetsu misham viyu nitzoyim. We have to get it out of there, then that's what gets them into the mitzudim. So then could be the lashon of Rashi is good. Rashi says, "Shein kedar kashin tzorich l'shanos b'tzeido." So could be this is the chelik of tzeido is to get them close to the trap. So here they're mishane b'tzeido. This you make. Normally you make a hole, and that's how the tzeido comes. You put the mitzudim in the hole, but here. You mishane the oifen of tzeder. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar ima, she'amru misod olavon sheloi kedarkai. We learned in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yehuda lochayre, that a sod olavon is sheloi kedarkai. Vayomru ella b'sod alavon asmucheli. Asod alavon, one makes a tzedish like a daki because the psaid is not so great, so you make a tzeda with a shin. Shamu b'sod alavon shalai kedaki. Vayomru ella b'sod alavon asmucheli. That's a sod alavon asmucheli. So there's the only hefsed is the sod alavon. That hefsed is not so great. Avu b'sod alavon asmucheli sod ha'ilon. But what if you ever saw the love on that's near saw the Elon? Is I feel look at dark, then you can make it say the kedark. Why, Shemboy? If adjacent to this saw the love on is a saw the Elon, some amela, so these are potential mazikim to the saw the Elon. So then one is permitted to make a say the kedark. Let us see Taisus. Tanya Rav Shimon and Alozo Aimer. So Taisus says, Lo Yodana Mahu. What is Pshat in this paraisa? We hear over here, it seems, three Tanoi. The Tanakama says that by a stay halov and a stay ilon, you always make say the kedark. That's what the Tanakama says. Rabbi Yehuda says that a stay ilon, you make say the shaloi kedark. Now Rabbi Shimon Elazar says a steilon depends if it's samach liyum, samach lesode, samach lesode lovin depends if it's samach liyum or samach lesteilon. So Taisa says lo yodana, I don't know mahu. What is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar saying? Im hu tana shlishi. This is a third shita. He differentiates. He says asode lovin will depend. That means no one holds like this. The Rabbi Yehuda holds that Sada Lovan always you're Mishanin. He says, no, Sada Lovan, Asamach Sada Ilan, you don't have to be Mishanin. Oishemo Milse the Tanakame Mefosh, or maybe Pungfakel, is explaining the Tanakame. That what the Tanakame did not differentiate by Sada Ilan. I think that according to this, the Gilsa would be, I think that's what the it says in Madarosh, Kshamru Misode Lovon Kedarkoi, that was the Gilsa. If he's going on the Tanakama, so then we'd be going, Kshamru Misode Lovon Kedarkoi. That what they said, Asode Lovon is Kedarkoi, according to the Tanakama, that is Davke by Itzomach Lasode Ilon. Hashem emilsa tanakama meforish, Hashem yesh loimer, dam yudha moide besoda lovo nasmucha lasoda ilon. Now could be Rab Yudha is moide besoda lovo nasmucha lasoda ilon. Vachachomim mairi besoda smucha labeis ha-shlochim. Loi besoda smucha labeis ilon. Or maybe not. Maybe verkehrt, the chachomim, the tanakama holds, aistis, afluot samuch labeis ha-shlochim. Kaneres Meire, why don't say, Samach Le'ir? But Al Koponim, Tosfos wants to say, so the second Malach of Tosfos was that Rab Shimon ben Elazar is explaining Pshat in the Tanakama. Tanakama said, you make Tzedek Kedarkoi, that is Davke, but Samach Le'beis, Le'beis Ilo. That's the first Malach of Tosfos. And then Tosfos wants to say, no. Could be the Tanakam is matter of all the time. And Rabbi Yehuda will also be moide besod alova nasmucha lesod ilon. Vachachomim mairi besod asmucha lebeis ashlochim. So comes out Rabbi Yehuda holds also that one can be, I mean, if the Girsa is, שאמרו מסוד הלובון כדרכי לאמרו בסוד הלובון הסמוכה לעיר. סוד הלובון הסמוכה לבייס, לסוד אילון. Means if we go שאמרו מסוד הלובון, כשאמרו מסוד הלובון כדרכי לאמרו על בסוד הלובון הסמוכה לסוד האילון. But then, you need שלוי כדרכי. So it could be Aishema Yeshlaim, Rabbi Yehuda Moide, Besoda Lovon Asmucha Lesoda Ilam, that it's also Kedarkai. And so it could be he's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Zaker, the whole Rabbi Yehuda is only speaking about Asoda Lovon Asmucha Lil. Nearly the sin of a base is the love and matir and chachomim. That's that word that we matter. Kedarke. Beshvam shekosabem. That's our gears. Shamu besod the love on. Shaloi kedarke. Layamu besod the love on as mukhalil. Kael diver Rabbi Yehuda. So the first gears was shamu besod the love on kedarke. After that, he's going on the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda a third day. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Mekarin es ha-pirze b'moyed. And we patch up, if there was a pirze b'moyed, we patch it up. Keitzad mekarin, Rav Yosef Omar behutzo v'dafne. Let us see Rashi. Sagt Rashi, let us see the Bach. The Bach is a more clear girse. Hutza, hutzi dekel. Hutzo are leaves of a dekel. Then dafne anfei eitz. These are branches of a tree shekoyren lur. That's a laurel tree. Upri shaloi koyren baish. And here's a type of a berry on this laurel tree. And v'kovad geder midafne, so that means that the vertical posts are made out of dafne, u'migadol oiso, and you braid these posts, u'mihutzi adekel, that's called hutze v'dafne, that means the leaves of a lulav, these are the horizontal chelik of the wall, and the dafne is the vertical posts. So that's pshat the Mishnah. That means if there's a pirtze b'moyed, so you just go and make a kavuadik kaisel, you make that of hutze v'daft. The masnise toni, we learned in the baraise, tzor b'tzroer, you go and put stones there, abav eine toch betit, that means you make a pile of stones, which can be used as a barrier, as a kaisel, but you don't attach them with tit. So, Betzrei Rashi says, "Menich avonim ze al gavze." Now, Omar Rav Chizde. Now, Rav Chizde said, "Lo yishonu ella kaisel hagime." This thing that it says in the Mishnah, if there's a pirtz in the wall, you can only make a haphazard wall from Hutzah v'Dafne. What's all betzroyer? That is dafke. If this is a wall of a gina of a garden, avol koisel achotzer. But what happens if a wall of a chotzer got nifratz? Boine kedarki. Then you make a geherige wall. You make a strong wall. You make with stones and you cement it together. What's the chilek? Let us see what Rashi says. Amar Rav Chizda, loy shal nadama masnislin makarin avleini boine kedar koi bekoisel gine. The lekeb say the yeseire aile boinshi. That means there couldn't be too great a loss if people will go in the pirtze. Avol bekoisel chotze. But if a wall of the chotze broke down, there's a lot of potential loss there. If you have a pirtze koyre leganev, so if you have flashing lights calling to the ganev, and the chotzer rov tashmishim b'chotzer, so a ganev will have a big simchas yontif, that chalamoid. So memele, we have to make sure that the kaponim, the Baal HaChotzer, shouldn't have a tzar in Yontif, so he's permitted to make a geherige wall. That's the chiddush of Rav Chizda. Leim Messiah, Sri Moses, Abin Yarai to Rav Chizda. That what? That by a chotzer, you're allowed to be boine. You learned as follows. Koisel ha-goichel reshus ha-rabim. A koisel that's leaning over to the reshus ha-rabim. Soiser, he's permitted to take it apart. U-boine, and he rebuilds it. Kedarkoi. Bibnei ha-sakon. Because of the sakon. So, the Gemara understood, come back to this Gemara that will explain this more. But the more understood that it's a ray to Rav Chizda. How are you permitted to be boined? Are you permitted to be boined? So Kocher is speaking about a kaisel chotze. The chayr, that was the havamin of the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, Hosam kediktoni taima mibnei hasakon. There the reason is mibnei hasakon. Now, we have to understand, he says, what was the shakla v'tai of the Gemara? But before we see this, let us see Rashi. Rashi says, goiche, shoiche v'notoi. It's leaning over, it's bent over. You have a wall that's a potential, it's leaning over in the Rishus HaRam. Soise uboine kedakoi, da hainu koisel chotze. That is Zakayis L'chotza. Now you have to understand, how do we know it's Zakayis L'chotza? Mesayelei L'Rav Chizda. So you have a riot to Rav Chizda, that you're allowed to build Zakayis L'chotza. So, Mnei Sakone, Shulay Tivpoel, Al-Hilchem B'Shus Arab. So, what was the Havamin of the Gemara? What's the Maskon of the Gemara? More wanted to bring a riot to Rav Chizda. So, it could be the Rishash is a Gemara later that he says belongs, two lines in the Gemara later, which belongs right over here. But let us just try to explain it, and then we'll see the two lines. Could be the Gemara held as follows. The Gemara held, it says a very interesting din. It says you have a wall that's leaning over the Rishus Arabim, you're allowed to be Soyseret. Now, why are you allowed to be Soyseret? Verse 8 says, because of Sakon, it's a danger. People walking in the Rishus Arabim, underneath the wall, it's a sakona for the Bnei Rishus Arab. So you say to the wall. But it says something else, u'boine. Now, why are you permitted to be boine? Sakona's finished already. Why are you permitted to be boine? So l'chayre, you're permitted to be boine because of Rav Chizda. So we have a raya from Rav Chizda. So that's the Gemara's made. Sakochach, it has to be speaking about a kais l'chotza. Because it's not a kais l'chotza, it's takashver. So why allowed to be boine? So Koch is speaking about a Kaisel Chotzer, and then Sarayit to Rav Chizda. So the Gemara said, no, Mivnei HaSakon. So what's the Teretz? Mivnei HaSakon is not a reason to build it. Mivnei HaSakon is a reason to be Seisere. So there's two lines late in the Gemara, which it doesn't make sense. The Rishash says it belongs right over here in our Gemara. The Gemara says later, Hosam Nami Lister Vole Livni. So the Gemara asks, Fakert, the Rishash puts this over here in our Gemara. So if it's Al Tzakone, so Lister Vole Livni. If you tell me Rav Chizda is wrong, not allowed to be Boine for Chotza. No, the whole reason over there you're allowed to be Soiser is because of Sakone. So Lister Vole Livni. So why are you permitted to be Boine? So the Gemara says, "Im kemim na v'loy soisa." The Gemara says like this: you know, if you're going to tell him that he's not allowed to be boined, he won't be soiseret. So itiru soifa mishum tchilosam. That means, in order to be meineya the hezek harabim, you have to be matem to be boined. So you're boined because of the sakona. Because if you won't permit him to be boined, a sakona will come about. That's how the Rishash learns, and the Gemara is very nice. Bika da Amri, others learn differently. Tosh ma kais la goy chushu sarabim. Soy se rabbeine ki darke bimnei asakone. Bimnei asakone in shle imnei asakone loy. Leim et evit yufte da Rav Chizda. See, this loshim at the bing at yufte da Rav Chizda. Amaloch Rav Chizda, hosom soy se rabbeine. There he says, no, it says sakone. You know why you need sakone? Awesome soiser uboine. Here, there you're soiser uboine. So in order to have a heter stire, you need a sakone. Oche boine veloi soiser. But if there's no sakone, you're only allowed to be boine, not allowed to be soiser. So that's the Teretz of Rav Chizda. Now, this Gemara, Hosam Nami Lister Vlo Livni, doesn't make any sense, Bimkoimai. Because if we're after Rav Chizda's Teretz, so what are you asking Akasha, Hosam Nami Lister Vlo Livni shouldn't be Baina? He's Baina als, according to Rav Chizda, he's Baina als Tashmir of the Chotzers. Therefore, the Rishas put it before. Period. Amar Ravashi, Masnisa Nami Deike, our Mishnah is a right to Rav Chizda. Tony Bishvi is Boine Kedalke. The Mishnah says that Bishvi is one is permitted to be Boine Kedalke. So what, that the yacht to be built Kedalke, not to be Mekaran, you build Kedalke. The Heche. Where is this wall speaking about? Ilema the Chotza, Zichel Ameima. What's the Chiddish in Shvi is allowed to build a wall? Why shouldn't you allow to build a wall? Ela Lav de Gines. Akoch, the Mishnah is speaking about a Gine. So by Gine Zachidish and Shviz, Avagav the Merzi, command the Ovid Nitirusa Lepeiri, even though it looks like this person is making a Shmira for the Peiri, so this should be also in Shvius because he has to leave the fields open. Shmamin, for that's when you're allowed to make a wall. So Mamela, so Shmami know that the Mishnah is speaking about a Ginem. And so Mamela, Abba Achotze, will be Mutter, Afilu B'mayid also, like Rav Chisda. Let us see Rashi. It's like Rashi Rav Chisda, Dodik, Tani V'mokim Sakon, Aini D'Sosa, Lok Shegoich, Abay Nelo Shabit. If it's taken apart of any then it's permitted to be boina, but loisos alo b'moyd, now permitted to be sois. Also, mokim sakon, at least, mishum dike sakon, v'loi livni, de bebinye leke sakon, why permitted to be boina? Okay, the leiboni mimni b'loisos, rivav sakon. So, according to Rashash, I mean, if he moves the Gemara, move this Rashios. Maslis and Amideke, Krab Chizde, the Gine in a Boyne Bemoid Kedarke. El Olav Begine, Obishvies, Boyne Kedarke, Abu Bemoid in a Boyne Kedarke. Let us see Taisvis. Omar Rab Ashi, Maslis and Amideke, Posak, Betaisvis, the Rab Raperet, the Hilches Ahochi, the Koisel, Chotzer, Mutaliv Noisoi, Paskin light Rav Chisda, Beirishtein, the Davke, Bemokim, Somach, Lushus, Araben, and the Dav Mok, Somach, Shisham, Sheyesh, Le Lochus, Le Ganov. Abu Ben Chotzer, Le Chotzer, Shem Ne Chotzer, Osel, Livnoise, Kedalka, then you're not allowed to be Boyne Kedalka.